11:22. Let's go there today, shall we? Not that you guys get a say in it, because that's the one I studied. So if you don't want to do this one, then you're not getting one. So 11:22 is where we're going. Hope you like it. Hope I haven't done it before. If I have, just nod and smile. Okay, somebody read that. Or discretion, either way, however you want to say it. We're flexing here. A ring of gold and a swine's snout. So kind of an odd combo of things, right? So sorry, ladies, we're going to hammer on you a little bit and then hammer on the guys for a little bit. What do you think of when you think of a gold ring and the snout of a pig? Do you think, boy, what a beautiful pig? Or do you think, boy, what a waste, right? You think, what a waste, right? The external ornamentation does not make up for what's happening on the internal, right? And it's compared to a woman, specifically a female, right, who lacks discretion, okay? The word for discretion in Hebrew is the word ben, and it literally means taste, okay? It's the ability to, well, why would that word be used? Taste. What do your taste buds have the ability to do? Yeah, sense what? Yeah, if I stick vinegar in your mouth, you're going to react one way as opposed to an Oreo, right? You have the ability to discern. That is good. That is God awful, right? That is filthy and that is wonderful, or whatever your illustrations may be, okay? It's compared to a woman who does not have that discernment, doesn't have the ability to discern good from bad. So the idea is there's no morality about her. There's no godliness about her. So to put beautiful ornamentation on a pig is the same as saying, wow, there is a trophy wife that has zero internal qualities that make her able to be adorned with such external qualities, right? Okay. Now, gentlemen, why would this be written about women? Why is the comparison not written about a man in terms of that and been pointed at a woman? Why is that a warning to guys? To look out for that, right? Why do guys need to look out for that? How many times have you seen some gal with some smoking hot dude? That sounds odd for me to say out loud. Sorry. Dave, if you could go ahead and edit that last part that I said, that'd be great. We don't need that to go public. Thanks. Okay, we're good. We're good. Could be worse. I have nightmares about cussing in the pulpit. I don't know if you guys have ever, yeah. So just like, just one day something's going to slip out and you're going to go, oh, never get that back. So, okay. So it could be worse. You don't normally see gals fall prey to the idea of that guy's got horrible character. He's a jerk, but I'm going to marry him because of his external qualities, right? Gals will tend to marry some fat old rich guy, right? With a big beer belly, who's like 97 and is like got one foot in the grave, okay? But guys are susceptible to the opposite of that, right? I don't care if the inside's rotten. If the externals look great, right, guys can be susceptible to those things. So it's interesting that that is important. It's specifically at men to be careful of women who are like that, okay? So, gentlemen, for those of you guys that are in the single world, I think most of you have your wits about you and you're not looking for, you know, a pig with a ring in its nose, okay? Most of you, I think, have your bearing set to where you are looking for girls, and rightly so, with great qualities about them, and that's noble, okay? But be aware of that, especially for you guys that are pouring into the lives of others, right? Younger guys, right? This is a, man, it's a temptation for everybody, okay? Looks do not cancel out character, okay? Our pastor at home used to say, how did he phrase it? Character is always ugly in the dark. You turn out the lights, right? You can't see outside anymore, and character is always ugly in the dark, something like that. He was much more eloquent as he communicated that than I was, but you get the idea, all right? Ladies, so most of you, I think, all of you, to my knowledge, do not fit this. So for those of you guys that are pouring into the lives of women, make sure that they are adorning their insides. And there's nothing wrong with adorning the outside, but make sure that they are not women of this type of reputation, all right? So thoughts on that as we move on. Just wanted to, a shot across the bow, make sure that we were all headed in the right direction in terms of marriage and such. So, thoughts on that. Maybe from a personal note, as you guys think through marriage, obviously godliness is this really big category. If I had to hang my hat on two things that matter in marriage, assuming that godliness is there, it's humility and teachability. And if your spouse does not have those things, you are screwed, for lack of a better godly word. Okay, so as you think through a spouse one day, you want someone that's humble, that isn't first in their own eyes, okay? And you want someone who has the ability to be teachable. Simple as that. That can learn, that can grow, that can go, you know what? I screwed that up. I need to learn. I need to say I'm sorry. I need to get better in that area. And if those two qualities are evident in a spouse, you'll go a long way. When those things are not part of the game, then it tends to be very, very difficult to engage in conflict, to have, you know, marital bliss, to get through things that are rough, because all marriages have stuff. At least mine does, and I produce most of it, but that's the reality of it. So I'm very, very grateful that I married a girl that had those qualities about her, and 15 years later, they are as evident as they were the day that I married her. And I was 23 and dumb and was very, very lucky to end up with a gal of my wife's character. And I don't even know that I knew what I was looking for, but thank God God did and put me in the right spaces to run into her. So, okay. So as you guys think through that, just a couple things that I would... Those are the two qualities that I've seen over time in my bride that are irreplaceable. So, okay, everything else changes and gets older, and right, our bodies change. All that stuff gets, it goes where it goes, right? We just get older. But with those two things, specifically on the internal, humility and teachability, okay? There you are. Cool? All right, Leviticus, shall we? Okie dokie. Raven, will you pray for us this morning as we dive back into Nadab and Abihu? And then we will get into it. Thank you.